My name is Barry Allen, and I am the fastest man alive. To the outside world, I'm an ordinary forensic scientist. But secretly, with the help of my friends at Star Labs, I fight crime and find other metahumans like me. I hunted down the man who killed my mother, but in doing so, I opened up our world to new threats. And I am the only one fast enough to stop them. I am the Flash.
Whoa! What's up? It's Mike of iWatchMike.com. Welcome to another show, Talking the Flash, wherever you're tuning in. Thank you very much. If you've been sharing my tweets, retweeting, leaving comments, thank you very much. Just watched it. I just watched this last episode. It's called Rupture. It actually aired May 3rd on the CW. I know I'm behind because today is Sunday, July 3rd, the day before July 4th, 4th of July. So I'm trying to knock some out before I have to head off to work. Man, this episode here. I mean, I'm not going to lie. Like in the beginning, I was like, okay, cool. You know, okay, cool. We'll talk about that and talk about this and talk about that. But the ending, holy shnikes. Barry decides to change his mind. Puts himself into that little particle accelerator thingamabber sphere thing. And disappears. Gets melted like Raiders of the Lost Ark. Oh, man. That was a crazy... I really, really liked that ending. The whole thing when he just melted away. And then Jesse and Wally get smacked with particle accelerator juices. So you know they're going to be affected somehow and have some type of power. And then, of course, Barry disappears. And by the commercial for the next one, he is some in another world... with looks like an evil Joe that won't let him leave. Yeah. So we're going to see how that turns out. and then who shows up after everybody's crying Zoom? And he just says, you know what? You killed him. And leaves. Wow. Intense ending. Intense ending. I'm excited. I'm excited because they got to get him back. Because I already know he can't be lost forever. Great moments. Great moments between Barry and Iris. I'm a little pissed off. I'm not going to lie. I have here in my notes, WTF Barry, exclamation point, exclamation point. Iris confesses her love and he says nothing. Exclamation point, exclamation point, exclamation point. WTF question mark, question mark. What is going on with Barry? This whole time has been building up. And he's like, I wish Iris loved me. I wish Iris. And then she says it and he's just like, And I'm wondering if he's going to be like, I had a lot on my mind. I couldn't tell you, but made her feel stupid. I like Iris. She's hot. She definitely wears black leather pants very well, doesn't she? So, I thought that was it. I'm just, what the hell, Barry? And if I swear to God, if he gets on that trip of like, I got to keep her safe so I can't be with her. Shut up! Everybody knows who your friends are. So pissed off at Barry for that. But I can't get on him right now because he's kind of melted away in another universe. But when he gets back, then I'll cuss him out. So that was some good stuff there. It looks like Dante and Cisco finally hugged it out. They're brothers again. I am a fan of Rupture, the metahuman, who happened to be Dante's evil doppelganger from Warcraft, as Cisco would say. He kind of remind me of, what was that dude? Oh, what's his name? Stephen Amell plays in Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles 2. He's got the hockey stick. Oh, I can't remember his name. I just went blanked out. That's who he reminded me of. But I definitely liked the metahuman. I liked his the little scythe that he was going around killing things and everything else. That was cool. He was a cool metahuman. Kind of like remind me of when Princess Leia also was dressed up in Return of the Jedi. Don't ask me. It's just kind of, you know. But then the same, I don't know, same helmet. I was like, what's his face? Digs on Arrow. But you know what? Hey, it's all good. All these shows and movies just come flushing into my head. One of my favorite parts, I forgot, Zoom. When Rupture doesn't, he gets caught and Zoom shows up at Jitters and like Supersonics kills all the cops, like breaks all their necks and they fall down like dominoes. Oh, that was awesome. That was awesome. Zoom, he's one of my favorites. He was one of my favorite evil guys on television. I like him. I like his suit. I like how he just kills things. I just wanted to point that out, that I like him. Anyways, I'm literally just walking straight from one room into another. So I still Man, that ending. Good stuff. Let me see. Scale of 1 to 10, what do I give it? I'd have to give it a 10 because my mouth just dropped open at that ending. I was like, what? So much feeling, so much. What the hell? Good, good stuff, good stuff. Good stuff on this episode. That's it, people. I'm done. I just wanted to give you another rant, raving review right here. 10 episode. That's how I feel about it. I've got more episodes to watch. I don't know if I'm going to be able to knock these out before I leave. I'm going to try. But just bear with me. I'm catching up. If you want to check out some of my other recap shows of The Flash, they're finally uploaded to iTunes. They're going to be coming to Google Play soon. But if you go to iTunes and you search Talking the Flash, you'll see me, little bald guy, waving. That's me. And subscribe. Feel free to put a couple stars. Write a review. It's all good. Talking the Flash on iTunes. And, of course, if you want to go to my Audioboom channel, audioboom.com/channel/iWatchMike. There you go. That's the spots. You can go and find these podcasts. Of course, I have a blog, iWatchMike.com. Everything is there as well. And you can check out my Twitter and Instagram, Mike the Movie Guy, Snapchat, Mike the, with a T-H-A, Movie Guy, and iWatchMike on Facebook. All right, people? So thank you for tuning in and listening and let me babble and express my feelings about The Flash. Everybody have a great 4th of July. It's tomorrow. Be safe. Eat. Don't blow yourself up. And that's it. I'm going to try to knock some of these out. But if I can't, I'll be back soon. I promise. All right? Be safe out there.
My name is Barry Allen, and I am the fastest man alive. To the outside world, I'm an ordinary forensic scientist. But secretly, with the help of my friends at Star Labs, I fight crime and find other metahumans like me. I hunted down the man who killed my mother, but in doing so, I opened up our world to new threats. And I am the only one fast enough to stop them. I am The Flash.